The stock market? It was not pretty. Welcome to the Business News Hour for Thursday, the third day of January 2019. We'll get to that story in just a bit. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has put a halt on selling his stock. Why? Falling prices. Speaking of falling, Apple stock tanked today. We told you this was going to happen. Big Pharma today raised prices on hundreds of popular drugs. So, if the economy is surging, how come more vehicles were not sold in the United States? And add to that the fact that people are holding on to their smartphones longer. Is there a connection? Coming up today, and because the deadline is looming in Iowa, we're going to reprise a conversation we had with Joey Beach about the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Program. It's Joey's job to get the word out, and because registration closes soon, we want to do all we can to help out. Joey Beach is in for the interview today, but first, the business news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tero International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit Tero.com. That's T-E-R-O.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AURION.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Hi, and welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour on Twitter. Me personally, you can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, Wall Street buckled today as all the major indices lost ground. The Dow closed off by over 660 points. Investors are looking at weaker than expected factory data, and in the tech world, how bad a beating Apple is taking. At one point today, the Dow was down 707 points. We will take a look at all the numbers later on in the broadcast. Mark Zuckerberg's multi-billion dollar stock sale ground to a halt in the final months of last year. Bloomberg is reporting the Facebook co-founder didn't sell a single share in the fourth quarter when the social media company's stock tumbled by 20%. It's the first quarter in more than 2 years that he's refrained from selling stock. Zuckerberg said in September of 2017 that he would unload 35 million to 75 million Facebook shares over the following 18 months. It's all part of a pledge to give away almost all of his fortune during his lifetime. Since then, he sold about 30 million shares worth roughly $5.6 billion. Tough times for Apple today. The company's stock tanked as persistent stories of poor-selling iPhones and trouble with chip makers more than plagued the company. At one point, Apple was down by more than 10%. The company cited longer upgrade cycles. That means people are holding on to their phones longer. And headwinds in China is causing lower-than-expected iPhone sales. Apple now expects revenue for its fiscal first quarter to be as much as $9 billion lower than previous projections. That's enough to scare any investor. It's the admission shareholders have been waiting for after months of reported supply chain cuts and a major shakeup to the company's sales reporting structure. Apple said back in November it would stop reporting individual unit sales and revenue figures for its main product lines. In other words, we ain't telling because it's not very good. Drug makers are starting 2019 with a slew of price hikes affecting more than 1,000 medications. The average increase amounts to about 6%. Among the best-known drugs getting costlier are the opioid Oxycontin with a 9.5% jump and the blood thinner Pradaxa up by 8%. Those increases underscore the challenges facing consumers and healthcare plans as drug costs far outpace the rate of inflation or wage growth. Americans spent, get this, $535 billion on prescription drugs last year. And according to one estimate, that's a 50% increase since 2010. And when you think of it, a 9% increase in prices is four times the rate of inflation, which is hovering at about 2%. Insulin, by the way, is one vital drug that's drawn attention from lawmakers and diabetics, some of whom report cutting back on the medication after prices more than tripled between 2002 to 2013. Since then, insulin prices have continued to climb. Costs for the drug from two manufacturers rose almost 8% last year. Now, that might come as a shock to consumers, given that insulin is nearly a 100-year-old medication whose investors sold the patent for $3 to get the drug to as many diabetics as possible. But drug makers have made small tweaks to their insulin products, allowing them to maintain their patents for years. Happy New Year. The economy in the United States is humming right along, right? I mean, times are wonderful, correct? Or are they? We just made mention that iPhone sales are declining and that people are holding onto their smartphones longer. Well, now comes a story out of Detroit that says new vehicle sales last year were just awful. Today, automakers posted a weak finish to 2018 for U.S. new vehicle sales as the industry braced for what is widely expected to be a worse year for sales this year. Ford reported an 8.8% drop in sales for December with declines in passenger cars, SUVs, and pickup trucks. American consumers have gradually been abandoning passenger cars in favor of larger, more comfortable SUVs and pickups that are far more profitable for automakers. But if that's the case, what happened last year is sales of Ford's F-150 pickup trucks, the top-selling U.S. brand since the 1980s, fell by 1.8% in December, and its SUV sales were off by 4.4%. Toyota's December sales dropped by 0.9% from the same month in 2017. The Japanese automaker posted strong gains in SUV and pickup truck sales, but passenger cars were down by 16.5%, including its flagship Camry sedan, which slid, get this, by 32, almost 33%. General Motors, which stopped reporting monthly sales last spring, reported a 2.7% drop in fourth quarter sales, with declines for Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick brands. Fiat Chrysler, however, bucked the trend for December, posting a 14% increase in sales. Its key Jeep and Ram brands were up 10% and 37% respectively in December. Ram pickup truck sales were up 34% in December. Wow. After a long bull run, U.S. new vehicle sales are expected to drop in 2019 as interest rates continue to go up and we translate into higher monthly car payments for consumers. Recent stock market turmoil and an uncertainty over the health of the U.S. economy could also add to consumer caution in the short term. Well, it was a lousy day again on Wall Street. Well, before the open, the signal was that the Dow was going to open down, and it did, and then kept sliding. At one point, down by over 700 points. So why? What happened? Well, first came a dire quarterly warning from Apple, and then the release of a weaker-than-expected manufacturing data set. The iPhone maker cited a slowing Chinese economy for the shortfall, intensifying fears that the global economy may be slowing down. On the manufacturing side, the decline in equities was accelerated by a weaker-than-expected reading on the U.S. manufacturing sector. ISM's manufacturing index fell to 54.1 in December, and economists had expected a 57.9 number. As one analyst said, we turned the calendar, but we did not turn the trajectory of the markets. Meanwhile, Apple's warning also dragged down other companies that do business in China. Caterpillar shares were down 3.9%. Boeing shares dropped by 4% today. China and the U.S. are currently trying to strike a deal on trade after slapping tariffs on billions of dollars worth of each other's goods. President Trump yesterday said that last month's losses, which were the worst December since, 1931, were a glitch, adding equities will rebound once trade matters are squared up. Shares of Delta Airlines fell by nearly 9% after the company issued slightly lower revenue guidance for the fourth quarter. Delta's downturn dragged American Airlines and United Continental as they pulled back 7.5% and 5% respectively. At the bell, the Dow was off 660 points and change to end the day at 22,686. The NASDAQ declined by 202 points to 6463, and the S&P 500 sank by 62 points to 2447. Gold gained on the back of falling equities, picking up $11.80 to trade at $1,295.90 an ounce. Oil picked up 29 cents to trade at $46.83 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note paying 2.55%, which should, one would think, help the mortgage market. When we come back, Joey Beach joins us for a conversation about the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Project that's now an all-Iowa adventure. The sign-up, the deadline, is coming up. So we're doing our part to once again promote the opportunity to small business owners here in Iowa. And that is coming up next.